Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, easy to remember, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, on this 11th day of November 2021, on this Veterans Day. We salute the veterans of this country. Folks, looks like the cold front has passed the Austin area. Came through the Austin area about 2 to 3 o'clock this morning. Just a wind shift. There was not enough wind stability or moisture to give us anything other than that. Just a few showers over toward College Station, down toward Houston. Mid-morning showers and thunderstorms along the front from the Louisiana coast to the Texas coast, mid and upper Texas coast, and then extending to the front just north of Corpus Christi to around Laredo at this hour. So the front to the south, high pressure building in, means a dry, stable fall weather pattern all the way through the balance of the week and into your weekend. There will be, given a more northwesterly wind aloft, a trough of upper-level low pressure through the Mississippi Valley, and as a result, our winds aloft up high are out of the northwest. We're going to get a little bit of a reinforcing cold front, I think, late tomorrow, late Friday into Friday night. All it'll do is reinforce the air mass in place. And I got another one, even though we do get some south winds back on Sunday, a little more of a reinforcing cold front probably sometime late Sunday night into early Monday. So we keep the sunshine going into early next week. The next chance of getting some moisture and some clouds would be probably late Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. That would be in advance of yet another cold front and low pressure area at the surface, which is forecast to move into the area, move across our area, the I-35 corridor, sometime probably about daybreak on Thursday morning. Folks, I'm not real confident. That's what, 6-7 days in advance. I'm not real confident we'll be able to get enough moisture back ahead of that next system to produce much in the way of rainfall. So I'll not mention that at this time. Just kind of hang it out there and let you know it depends on how much moisture and, of course, how much instability is around when that next source of lift comes through, that cold front, sometime late next Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, on this Veterans Day, the 11th day of November 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the 7-day forecast on the website again tomorrow morning, Friday morning. Hope you have a good Thursday.